That's right. 12:12 a.m. local time. It's 19:30 UTC where you live, and this is the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, and I'm just sitting here watching the end of the Australian Grand Prix for the third time. This was a race that I watched, two or three nights ago, overnight, but they replay it throughout the week during the day. And I'm at the part where the three guys are standing on the podium with extraordinarily expensive magnums of Chandon champagne. And what does it occur to them to do? Let's spray it all over each other. It's not anything that I understand. I mean, if I had that expensive of a bottle of champagne, I'd turn around and sell it, frankly. I am past my champagne drinking years. And look, okay, and here's Lewis Hamilton. He just drains out the last, five or six deciliters all over Nico Rosberg. And then the third place guy, he just dumped the champagne over the reporter. Like, oh my God, that's about the most expensive shampoo you're going to use. It's champagne shampoo by Chandon. Unbelievable. Now I'm curious as to what the champagne actually is. I'd like to see the bottle up close. My favorite Moët and Chandon bottle is always the Red Star Brut. I'll take the Brut over the Dom every day of the week, strangely enough. And I tell you, I wouldn't be squirting it all over. You know, that reminds me of something else. I saw some commercial for some phone, and Lil Wayne is pouring champagne over his phone. And just to prove that his phone is waterproof, or at least, champagne-proof, I guess. I didn't know that people needed to have that feature in a phone. What are you looking for in a phone today, sir? Well, I need something that's champagne-proof. What do you mean? Well, I have this tendency to just pour champagne onto my phone just to see what'll happen, because my name's Lil Wayne. I don't get it. And now I'm watching the reporter interview the third place guy, and I can see 1, 2, 3, 4 different watch logos. A lot of watch sponsors in F1. I guess that makes sense. They're expensive. This is an expensive sport. Expensive people like to watch it. So why am I watching it? I have no idea. I just like to see things go fast. Oh, let's see what else is on TV. I can't stand watching these guys pour out this champagne. All right, and the next channel up, one of my favorites, Monster Jam. But this is the Monster Jam that took place over the weekend. I think I've seen this one. Yeah, I have. I could have sworn there was supposed to be some Bundesliga game on today. Or was that last week? Can't keep my week straight. Nope, on my other sports channel, I've got snowboarding. Kind of a non-sport in my book, but whatever. If you want to count how many times you spin around with a board strapped to your feet, you go ahead. I'm not going to be impressed. Okay, let's check some of the other sports channels, some of the mainstream sports channels. I've got something called Sports Nation, not watching that. Here's a show called Highly Questionable, which I sort of like, only because it's two sports commentators and one of their dads. And the dad is, a middle-aged Cuban guy, and he's funny as hell. And he's got this great accent, and he says crazy stuff. And sometimes I watch this, but I'm not watching it today. Let's go to channel 47. This is the last sports channel, and it's just UFC fighting. Oh, brother. Apparently that Bundesliga game is not on today. This is Monday, isn't it? Is it Monday? This is Monday, right? No. What day is this? I just flipped over to one of these funky off-ball movie channels that I have. I don't know what the heck they are. And guess what's on? Lords of Dogtown. I can't believe it. I want to be in this movie, and I want to play Stacy Peralta. And we just happened to tune in at the point where Tony Alva is shredding it up. And Tony Alva is one of my favorite original dudes, I tell you. I can see two Alva decks from where I'm sitting right now. After about 1984, that's all I ever rode. Once I could afford an Alva, that's all I ever rode. Alva Mini Fish. Forever. Oh, and I thought for a minute there he was wearing number 708, but he's not. It's 706. Darn. These guys are pulling off some amazing 360 Cess lights, but they're doing it on Masonite. Come on. And right up next, of course, is Stacy Peralta. Yeah, if I'm going to play Stacy Peralta in a movie, I'm going to have to dye my hair blonde. Unfortunately. And then Tony Alva punches the dirty, corrupt official. Always a good time, skaters.
I also enjoy the characterization of Skip Emblem in this film because I love old Skip. He can be seen as Johnny Rad in one of the Paul and Peralta classic videos, Animal Chin. It's a hoot. And now Stacy Peralta gets to be on Skip's team. Yay! He gets the official t-shirt. Okay, enough about this.
You know what's weird? I went out looking for dudes today and I didn't find any. I didn't see any deer, turkeys, or marmots today, which is weird. Because I was out looking for them and I went to the places where they lived. But it's been real windy today, so maybe they were just wigged out by the wind. It happens sometimes. But while I was out and about, I did find a couple more holes, Mati holes, that had been cleared out. So I'm pretty happy about that altogether. I think tomorrow the wind is supposed to die down a little bit. It's supposed to be warm tomorrow, too. So we'll go out looking for some animals, see what they're doing. And that brings us to cat news. What's new with my cat, Pippa? Well, as you know, she's been hanging out on the kitchen counters a lot recently, and she today discovered that if she wedges herself in between the clean dishes and the window, she can see out the window at such an angle to be able to see any rabbits that are hanging out in the yard. And rabbits do hang out in the yard. What does this mean? What this means is, when a rabbit comes out from under the deck and the cat sees it, she gets really excited. She starts flipping her tail around. She jumps up in the air a little bit. And that means that the things that she's sitting next to get hit and get knocked off the counter. Luckily, nothing is broken yet. And I'm probably going to have to move some things because there's going to be some destroyed dishes if we don't. Half my stuff is made out of plastic, but I do have some glasses and plates and stuff that I really don't need to have be broken, so it's time to put these things in the cupboard so the cat does not knock them off getting excited about rabbits. Speaking of dishes and stuff, did I remember to wash the frying pan after I ate? Yeah, I was, boy, I cooked bad food today. I haven't done that in a while. I had this leftover rice from a couple days ago, right? So I thought, okay, I'm just gonna fry this up with some vegetables and throw in some chicken. So I get the pan out and I put a little bit of oil in it and heat it up, get the vegetables in there, get them going, and next thing I know, apparently I had it too hot. My vegetables started burning, and it's like, oh, that's weird. So I turned it down, and I turned it back up, but I don't know what I did exactly, but somehow I managed to blow the flame out, and suddenly I'm realizing, you know, geez, this weird stuff's not cooking anymore. I've dumped the rice in, our, you know, and I'm sitting, why is this not? And I can smell gas. I'm like, oh, and I look underneath, and of course, there's no flame, and I stupidly go, yeah, I'll just turn it right on right now. Click, and of course, foomph. I still have my eyebrows and all my hair, but it was still a close call. And so I ended up making this food, and I burnt some of the vegetables, which is all right, because, I mean, how badly can you burn a pea pod? You know what I'm saying? Still going to taste like a pea pod, so... So I ate some of that and put the rest of it in the fridge. Now I'm wondering, did I remember to clean the... Yeah, I did. Of course I washed the frying pan. I was up there and when the cat was checking it out. Yeah, so then now that the cat likes to hang out on the counter so much, I try to wash dishes and the cat has to come over and see what's going on. Oh, wow, this is so interesting. Look at that water flowing out of that faucet and onto stuff. Wow, so now it's hard to wash dishes because I got the cat stand right there going yang, yang, yang in my face and then trying to get stuff that's in the sink but is also trying to not be hit by drips of water. So she keeps jumping back a little bit, then she creeps back up and yang, yang, yang. Yes, sink. It's the most interesting thing in the world for my cat. The sink. It's so mysterious. What goes on there? It's like a bathtub, but it's so small. It's a kitty bathtub. I remember one point in time, I did try to give my cat a bath in the sink at one point. She was outdoors and got all muddy and whatever, just her feet. And so I filled up the sink a little bit with water and then tried to lower her down into it. But because the sink is, you know, it's only maybe 14 inches square, right? And that's wide enough for the cat to be able to spread her legs and prevent her legs from going down into the water. And she can catch the edges of the sink. And no kitty bath for me. Kitty bath denied. So, yeah, that's why we have to have kitty baths in the actual bathtub now. It's because it's big enough that she can't prevent herself from going in and getting nice and clean kitty feet. Everybody loves nice, clean kitties. All right, so let's do a tea check here. Oh, we've got enough tea. I'm just wondering how hot it is. Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. It's pretty good, but it needs to be warmed up a little bit. So I'm going to go stick this in the microwave. While I'm heating my tea back up in the microwave, why don't you give a listen to this?
I was sleeping, gently napping, when I heard the phone. Who is on the other end talking? Am I even home? Did you see what she did to him? Did you hear what they said? Just a New York conversation rattling in my head. Oh my, and what shall we wear? Oh my, and who really cares? Just a New York conversation, gossip all of the time. Did you hear who did what to whom? Happens all the time. Who has touched and who has dabbled here in the city of shows? Openings, closings, bed repartee, everybody knows. Oh, how sad, and why do we call? Oh, I'm glad to hear from you all. I am calling, yes, I'm calling, just to speak to you. For I know this night will kill me if I can't be with you. If I can't be with you.
One, two, three, four. You gonna be a fluffy binker? Yes, because you're a baby.
Hello and welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm still Tobe, and you're still listening to Anon Radio. I have, in fact, heated up my tea, and now it's too hot to drink, so you will be spared the sound effects at this time. Oh, and that makes me remember something yesterday. Oh, sometime around dinner time local, I was sitting here at the computer and I happened to glance into the Anon Radio room of Com on SDF, of course. And Matt F. was gearing up to get the DJ Vocaloid show going. And I believe he's going to attempt to do that today. So, check the schedule just to double check, but I'm pretty sure that the DJ Vocaloid show called Vocaloid Time will be at 21:30 UTC, 90 minutes after this show ends. So be sure to either stay tuned or retune in again. That was redundant. No hablao Portuguese myself, but I'll be tuning in for certain. I recommend that you do the same. In weather news, I gotta start watching the wind. I've got sailboats that need to be sailed. I have kites that needed to be flown. Maybe tomorrow. What am I doing tomorrow? Well, obviously I gotta look for dudes, and obviously I gotta do this show. When am I gonna find some time to look for some wind? I might have to get up extra early to find my wind. I've got things to do when there's wind, and I have things to do when there's no wind. What do you do when there's no wind? You launch some rockets. And I've got this rocket. It is waiting for flight. I built this airframe, I don't even know how long ago. Over a decade, and I just had it sitting around. And then there was going to be a big family reunion in my family. Was it last year or 2 years ago? I don't remember. And they were talking about launching rockets, so I sort of completed this rocket. It's a beautiful rocket. It's a 2.5-inch rocket, and in diameter is what that means. That's a caliber, 2.5 inches. This is a little teeny rocket, little baby rocket. It's about not quite 3 feet long. It's about 90 centimeters long. And I put some big oversized fins on it just so I could Chad stage this bad boy. Yes, you can put a motor in it and watch it fly, and it's awesome. But if you want to watch it go extra high, about three times as high, you stage these things. And one of my favorite methods of staging model rockets is a technique called Chad staging. And if I remember correctly, this was developed by Harry Stein himself. And Chad, in Chad staging, stands for cheap and dirty. And basically, what this means is you're not using a booster stage. When you have a two-stage rocket, usually there's a booster stage and then the actual rocket. When the booster burns and falls off and ignites the upper stage, the rocket, and it keeps going, right? Well, in Chad staging, what you do is you just attach two motors together and you shove one of the motors into the rocket and you let that other one hang out. And yes, this works, but it only works if the stability of the rocket is just right for doing this. You gotta actually do some math problems. And I can do math problems when calculating the surface area of fins. So I put oversized fins on this rocket so that I could do this Chad staging business. And when you see these things go, it's crazy because it's just... It's awesome. So while I was putting this rocket together and thinking, yeah, it'll be really cool to Chad stage this, then I had the most brilliant idea ever. Air start Chad staging. Now, air starting is basically what it sounds like. It's when you start a motor in the air. It's not on the ground when the rocket is burning. You wait for it to get up in the air, then you ignite it, and there it goes. It doesn't give you ultimate altitude, but it sure looks cool, and it's a big crowd pleaser. And normally, you can only do this with bigger rockets so that you can put in all the electronics you need to fire a motor in the air. And on these little baby rockets like this one that I've built, they're too small to put electronics in, so it's basically impossible to air start one of these little motors. These are black powder motors, little model rocket motors that you used when you were a kid and you can find in hobby stores today are essentially black powder composition. The fuel is just the same as black gunpowder. It's just burns slower than gunpowder. In big boy rockets, the fuel is ammonium perchlorate based. It is the same rocket fuel that is used in the space shuttle's solid rocket boosters. That's the same solid rocket fuel that we use in the big boy rockets. So it's generally been considered impossible to air start a black powder motor. However, I think I've come up with a way. And I'm not going to tell you what it is because this will be proprietary information. This will get me famous and get my pictures back into the rocketry magazines where they should be. I'm going to be the first person to air start a black powder motor. And not only am I going to air start it, I'm going to Chad stage this. Now, if you go around telling your friends who know rocketry, hey, I know this guy who claims he's going to be able to Chad stage an air start, they'll tell you that I'm lying. Well, I'm not. And I'm not going to fire that second motor electronically. I will do it pyrotechnically. I have the knowledge. I have the technology. I have the capability. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this year. I've been thinking about this for at least a year. It's going to be awesome. When I do this, I'll be sure to take some electronic radio equipment with me so that everyone out here in Radioland can experience this launch with me. Won't that be fun? A rocket launch live on Dubious Goals Committee. In food news, you might be glad to know that I drank some green Kool-Aid today. And boy, am I happy about it. I drank about 8 ounces, and it was delicious, and it was so greeny. Oh, it was exactly what I wanted in a green-flavored beverage. I had to go to another store to find the green Kool-Aid. I don't know if I mentioned that. Although I wasn't specifically looking for it, I was in a different grocery store and I thought, oh, I'd better check to see if they've got any Kool-Aid. And yes, they did. They had the green, ostensibly a lemon-lime flavor. It doesn't taste like any lemons or limes or any combination thereof that I've ever tasted previously in my lifetime. And that's why I just refer to the flavor as green. You know the flavor I mean. It's so yummy. Yeah, you are. I had one of my funny little music psychic episodes today, or maybe it's a psychic music episode. Basically, what happens is I'll wake up and I'll be doing something around my house, and a song will just pop into my head. And I'll be humming it or singing it to myself or whatever. And this will be, you know, with no external stimuli. I haven't heard the radio. I haven't turned anything on yet. You know, TV's not on. I'm not hearing anything. I'm not playing music anywhere. And then later in the day, I'll actually hear that song somewhere. And you might think, well, that's no big deal. I mean, they play the hit songs on the radio 15 times a day. Well, yeah, but these are not hit songs. These are older songs. For example, this morning, I got up, and for some reason I had the song Death or Glory by The Clash stuck in my head. I haven't heard this song in I don't know how long. I sure as hell haven't heard it in a year. That's for sure. So I'm sitting here, you know, Death or Glory. becomes just another story. Right now, I love that song. It's good stuff. Well, remember a few minutes ago when I was watching TV and I had it on Lords of Dogtown? Well, towards the end of the Lords of Dogtown film, they play the song Death or Glory in the soundtrack. And it's not the Clash version. It's the slowed down Social Distortion version. And when it started up, I didn't really recognize it. You know, I mean, it doesn't start and sound the way that the Clash plays it, right? But they start singing it. I'm like, wait a minute, I know this song. Then it goes into the chorus, Death or Glory, right? And I'm like, oh my God, this happened to me again. This happens to me quite a bit. I don't know what's going on. Maybe the gods of music just love me that much. Whenever I'm thinking about a song that I like that I haven't heard in a long time, they think, oh, we should play that for our little Tobster because he's so awesome. That's what the gods think about me. Oh, great. Now guess who's outside the door making sounds like this? Meow, meow. Oh, kitty abuse. We never get to play. Yeah, we play 23 hours a day. That other hour, you're sleeping. Somebody wants to come in here and chew on all the kitty spaghetti. And that would be Pippa, my cat. Go back upstairs and look out the window. There's rabbits out there. Why aren't you watching the rabbits? She should be watching the rabbits.
Can you hear those birdies? Do you hear those birdies outside? They're taunting you. They say that you're not a very good kitty. You can't get them.
The birds are taunting my cat. Oh, I should let her out and teach those birds a lesson. And now I just have this uncontrollable urge to listen to The Clash. Maybe I'll put on the first two albums and crank it up. But I'll have to wait a few minutes until this show is over, which is just about now, because I'm looking at the clock and it says 1958, which means I've only got 2 minutes to wind this thing up, or less. So, let me just remind you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, which airs every day at 19:30 right here on Anon Radio. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and speaking of tuning in, I will remind you to try to tune in 90 minutes for the DJ Vocaloid show. It's Vocaloid time, so come back in 90 minutes. We'll hear the brand new show. All right, that's it for me. You know what comes next. Bye, 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 bye,
this is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.